Section 2. You will hear a guidance counsellor talking to a group of students. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Good morning, boys and girls. I'm Stephen, working as the counselling administrator at the college's counselling administration. Today I would like to talk with you about the counselling team of the school and the services you can be offered. There are now three professional counsellors in our team here at St Court. They are Louise Bagshaw, Tony Denby and Naomi Flynn. Each of them holds regular one-on-one sessions with students, but you cannot start counselling with them until you make an appointment with Naomi Flynn first. Naomi is an expert in meeting freshmen and delivers a preliminary session in which she will tell you what you can expect from counselling. Also, she will ask you a few simple questions related to what you would like to discuss. For those who are feeling a bit worried about the counselling steps, this can indeed be helpful. Naomi is also the best choice for students who can only communicate with a counsellor beyond office hours. She's not in the office on Mondays, but she will start working on Wednesday mornings and works late on Thursday evenings. So, before your first class or after your last class on those days, you can see her. Louise is in our drop-in centre office a whole day. If you want to ask some counsellors for help without a prior appointment, she'll be the optimal choice. But do notice that if you choose this service, Louise will either see you herself or send you to the next available counsellor. If you want to see a certain counsellor each time when you visit, an appointment in advance is strongly recommended. Online or at reception during office hours are booking forms now available. Tony is our latest joined member of the counselling team. He's the sole male counsellor and has a solid foundation and expertise in stress management and relaxation techniques. Anyone who is trying to handle anxiety is encouraged to see him. A variety of techniques like body awareness, time management, and positive reinforcement will be introduced to you by Tony to help you address this problem.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
Each term, there will be some small team workshops operated by the counselling team, which last for 2 hours and are all free to the enrolled students. The first workshop we offer is Adjusting. For some people, college education is found to be a big shock. It tends to be simple to get lost after the structured learning surroundings of school. Therefore, what is essential for academic success will be shared in this workshop. As anticipated, this offering is targeting first-year students. Getting Organized is the service that the second workshop offers, where we are active to motivate you to break off the habit of putting things off. We'll try to help you get the most out of your time and find out the optimal balance between academic and recreational activities. In this workshop, we're catering to a broader crowd, ranging from undergraduates to postgraduates. The next one is a communication workshop. If you've come from overseas, the way people interact here might be quite different to what you're used to. This workshop will recommend some ways of handling many situations to foreign students. For example, they might find themselves struggling on how to talk with teachers and other staff. It will also cover all aspects of multicultural communication. International students will learn a lot from this class, so we particularly encourage you to come along. But I have to say that occasionally local students can find it helpful as well. Everyone is welcome. The workshop called Anxiety will be available later on in the year, and it will target something you might be familiar with. That is the nerves and the anxiety brought by the coming exams. Lots of students experience their entire academic careers like this, but surely there is a way to solve problems. Come to the anxiety workshop and you can learn several ways to relax and the proper way to breathe, as well as meditation and other methods to keep calm. This workshop is designed for everyone who is going to take exams. The last workshop we have is the motivation workshop. The theme for this workshop is how to stay on target and be motivated during long-run projects. This workshop is only available for research students. Less advanced students already have some workshops dealing with their needs. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more information about our services, do visit us at Counselling Service.
That is the end of Section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 3.